Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
There's a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin speaks, according to one pshat, people in the middle of working, they're hired by a worker, and there's halachas of working. It's very, very important to me. It's my Rebbe spoke a lot about honesty in business, honesty in general. It's important to me if somebody's hired for a job that they're honest about the job they're hired for. If a guy's a waiter in a Pesach hotel, he should do a good job. He's paid money for something. He should be erlich to the job. There's a book about a Satmar Chassid, Rav Kramer. It's called Holy Woman. It's about Rav Kramer and his wife. The Satmar Rebbe said on this Rav Kramer that he's the Tzaddik Hador. Rav Kramer's care to be honest at work. When he was working, he was a working man, incredibly erlich, honest. He was hired, he did what he was hired for, very honest. I pride that when guys in yeshiva, my son Maishi was a counselor this summer, he works hard, like really hard. Aaron is at MS, you were his co-counselor, correct? Yehudis, did Hudi work hard this summer? He's a counselor, he works hard, it's passion. It's passion, and by the way, it doesn't matter if you're paid $1.50. By the way, if a guy's a counselor and not paid and he got free room and board, that's called taking money, that's hired for a job. And a guy's paid, he's erluch to the job. If a guy's paid to be a referee in camp, he's paid to be a referee, it makes me crazy. A guy did court, there's two refs, one each side. The ball's all the way to defense. He sits under the basket and he's on the phone. He's a ganav, he's a thief. You run to half court. You run to half court and you ref your game. He's a ganav. If you see the guy on his phone, he's stealing. He's paid for a job. He's a ref in camp. If a guy's hired, sincere, I'm not trying to make funny. A guy's hired to be a ref in camp. He's sports staff. Now, if he's paid no money, he has to understand he's being paid. I'm not saying he should take the job. But if he took the job, so he's hired to do a job. He's the sports staff. So he's given free room and board. So then ref a good game. You're paid for this. So ref a good game. Sincere, hardworking, focused. So there's a halacha. The Gemara Kedushin says, Yeshaya, the Gemara Kedushin says like this. The Gemara says that if a worker is in the middle of working and a Talmud Chacham comes in, he doesn't stand up. Talmud Chacham is a mitzvah d'oraisa, v'adarta pnei zaken, to be mechabed a Talmud Chacham is a mitzvah d'oraisa to stand up. Talmud Chacham comes in the room, we stand up, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But if he's in the middle of working, he's not a ganav, he doesn't stand up. I'm in the middle of work. How? What? Great question. Great question. Ask Binyamin, Asay Doicha Lois Asay. The answer is here is not involved on the Lois Asay. It's a Maisa Gneva. He has no right. He has no right. He doesn't own his own time. He's a worker. And he doesn't own it. And he has no right to stand up. It's a Moministic Ashayla. And it's not his right. He's worked out. He's hired out. He has no right. A good cash he's asking is Asev Adart. He should be Doicha the Lois Asev to steal, but he has no right to take it. It's not his money. It's not his. He has no right to stand up, and that's the halacha. The worker doesn't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. However, if a Yid passes by who's on his way to do a mitzvah, you stop working and you stand up. Chaviv in mitzvah b'shaitei. A Yid b'shasa mitzvah is like, it's called a shas chedusa. A Yid b'shasa mitzvah, everything's different. He has like, he has a din, I saw in the Lashon the Chassam Sofer, in a specific case, that he has the din of a Gadol Hador. It's different. Here you have a Talmud Chacham, understand the Talmud Chacham, you'd stand up for. In the middle of work, you can't stand up. A Yid in the middle of a mitzvah? Chaviv in mitzvah b'shaite, it's one teretz of the Gemara. But a Yid in the middle of a mitzvah, you stand up for him. A Yid in the middle of a mitzvah is Kodesh Kodashim, you stand up. Rabbeinu Yoina writes, it's a lashon of Rabbeinu Yain, it's a lashon of a Rashba, is b'shas mitzvah tefilas ishal adam nishmas. Person can pray b'shas a mitzvah and his tefillah is answered. That's why Nashim Tzidkaniyos, when they're lighting the Neir Shabbos, they pray there. They say a prayer there, b'shas a mitzvah. Any mitzvah, b'shas a mitzvah tefilas. It's a very holy and precious moment, the moment the Yid's involved in the mitzvah. I remember years ago, my Rebbe, I've told Leon the story, I'm not repeating the story now, but my Rebbe went and I was zeich to go with him. A bacher was sick in the hospital, his appendix burst. And my Rebbe, and I was zeich to spend Shabbos with my Rebbe and this bacher in the hospital. The bacher was flown out. When we came back to Yeshiva Maitzei Shabbos, Rabbi Brown had the whole Yeshiva come outside. He felt like a Yid coming back from a mitzvah. He felt that it was the same gather. My Rabbi Brown is a Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik, he's not a shticky person. He felt like the whole yeshiva went outside and greeted my Rebbe. I think he held like it was begeder standing up for a Yid on the way to a mitzvah. He was returning from the mitzvah. There's a certain respect on the Yid who waited to the mitzvah. I love the picture. It's funny, in this week's parasha, it speaks about Bikurim. When we Yidden were going to be Eila Regil, millions of Yidden were traveling, and they would pass by cities. The cities would feed and celebrate. The scene of Aliyah Regil, Johnny, is wild. Yidden would come out. It was a celebration of epic proportions because you had the Yidden traveling to Yerushalayim doing a mitzvah, a Yid b'shas a mitzvah. They were giving out brachas and making l'chaims and mamish, and then the cities they were coming through. It was hailing. It was wildly holy. The cities they were coming through because they were greeting the Yidden on the way to a mitzvah. So my Rebbe Shmuel, Rabbi Brown, arranged that when the Rebbe came back, the whole yeshiva, I remember it, the whole yeshiva, I'm pretty certain they came outside. I have to ask my friends, Svi and Zelig, they were there. I think the whole yeshiva came outside. Now, I want to be honest, I wasn't here, Shmuel, I bumped into him. It's Gan Shayach by me, and I feel a bit like saying it after, like, Chip, we should have done it. I want to say on Shmuel Weiss, to me, I think we all should have pushed lined up at the entrance to the campus to greet Shmuel. That's what I think. Coming back, I want to say what Shmuel did is a lesson to us all. We're all going through difficulties. The matziv with Tzvi, we need tefillas for Tzvi ben Leah Miriam. And he's beloved, and it's difficult. It's very, very difficult. We're all hanging each report. It's difficult, and we're holding on. And Be'ez Hashem, there'll be refus and yeshus, but it's difficult. It's a difficult matzah, very, very difficult. And what Shmuel did is unken cheshbonis, without no. Sometimes we overcomplicate ourselves. He ran Teretz Yisrael. He's close to Tzvi's chevra, just to be with them. He had nothing to say to them. There's nothing to say. He just ran there to hug the guys, to be with his friends, to be with the Chevy. They just got Teretz Yisrael. They don't necessarily have an attachment to the Rebbe. And he ran there to be. It wasn't to be a hero to say this. It's very expensive to go to Eretz Yisrael. A ticket on last minute. And he ran to Eretz Yisrael to be with his friends. A Yid, the Ketusha, give out brachas today, Shmuel. It's Hadayin, Asuk, B'Shas, a Mitzvah, Yid. It's still the Shas, Tfilas, Shom. Certainly pray for Tzvi. A Yid's in the middle of a mitzvah, a Yid's fire. I'll tell you a Marsha, Chevra. The Marsha says something. The Marsha says, the Gemara says that if somebody does Levaya, if a host walks a guest out of the house, Shat Yeshaya, so it says the guest is Einoy Nizuk in that trip. If you walk the guest, Yeshaya, out of the house, they leave Levaya. It's a mitzvah of Levaya, it's chesed. So you walk them to their car. It's a very bad chill if you're leaving a house. It's like, okay, bye, and you walk out like nobody comes with you. You feel like you weren't wanted. You know, I don't know if anybody has experienced. You walk out of the house, the host's like upstairs. You're like, you stand by the door, bye! You basically feel they're saying, get out of here. Like, we're just happy you're out of here. That's what it feels like. Binyamin, you know what I mean, Binyamin? If you're hosted by somebody, when the time to leave, like you're leaving by the door, Maskim Daniel, it's like you're looking around, you're like, you know, Torah, it feels, if they walk you out, and everybody's, it means we just love you. Kasha, it's so hard that you leave. We wish you, we want to hop around every minute. Parents, when your child leaves, when your child leaves with his new wife, so parents, you go to the car, and the car drives away, you just sit there waving. When I bring my kids to school, so I don't like driving away right when the kid leaves the car. It's not how I'm feeling. It's not a shtick. I'm not feeling like that. The kid walks through the door, and I'm still just looking down there. It's hard to leave. Yisrael Meir's way down this. And you know what? He all the time looks back to see where you're up to. I love you. It's not okay. I see the parent, like, you drop the kid off, and you zip off. He's get out of the car, and I'm busy. You're my life. My kids go fly in Eretz Yisrael. It's not like they get online and you leave. You sit there with, they long, you can't see them. They're long and you're just sitting there staring, wishing you could be with them. Levaya says, so it says like this, if you malavi your guests on that trip, the person doesn't get damaged. Sakta Marsha, why is that so? Why is it if you malavi your guests, the person doesn't get damaged? Says the Marsha, you're a rangatan in a mitzvah. And you're certainly thinking, I hope they have a safe trip. Says the Marsha, a prayer, b'shas mitzvah is answered. A Yid is certainly thinking when he drops the guests off, that I hope they have a safe trip. See, tefillah is answered. You're a kaddish v'tar. Just the thought, says the Marsha. That's what he says, pshat in the Gemara. A Yid b'shas mitzvah is very, very holy and big. It's a moment. It's a big, big moment. B'shas mitzvah. So I want to thank Barabin. I want to thank Shmuel Weiss. I want to say that what I believe your tefillahs over that whole period, all our tefillahs are powerful. But I want to say the tefillahs of Shmuel. That Shmuel went to Eretz Yisrael, flew there and flew back for a few minutes to give a hug to his chaverim, to me is a tremendous, tremendous lesson of friendship. I want to say to the guys, you'll have times in your life where a friend needs something, where a family member, just go, just be there. People, Claire, what do I say? What do I say? Don't say, who say you have to say anything? Anything you say, say I'm here. I'm here. I'm with you. People get very self-conscious, understandable, you all do. We all do. We're going to comfort a mourner, Le'aleinu. So what do I say? It's a good, and it's normal. We all get like, so what am I supposed to, our friend goes through something. What do I say? You say everything by holding his hand, by giving a hug. You said it. What you're saying is, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm also, I have nothing to say. Don't say anything. Very shallow people think by a mourner's house or by somebody sick or any other matzah. Like what? I promise Shmuel that no like prepared statement. He's not stupid enough. He's not so stupid. I can prepare it. I'm going to go there. So there was no plan. I don't care. 12-hour plane ride. There was no like goyness. What he's saying to Tzvi's friend. What am I saying to Tzvi's? I spoke to Tzvi's mother. I listened. I spoke to her. I listened. What am I saying to this tzaddikus? All I want her to know is I'm with her. I'm mamish. My wife spoke to Mrs. I. What'd she say? We're with you. We're mamish. We're in this. We're in this. We're in this with you. We're in this with you. We're in this situation with you. Don't be. What to say? What to say is not. What to say is not. Anything said. What we want to say is that I'm with you. I'm with you. That I'm with you in the matzav. The lesson, Shmuel, of going there and being there, and nothing says it like being there. Nothing says it. My friend went through a very serious thing in Lakewood, very serious car accident. I drove 3 hours there, 3 hours back. I spent 10, 15, I didn't spend long with him. He couldn't have me long. He was overwhelmed. I just wanted him to know I'm here. I just gave him a hug. He came to, I remember I had an infection and a surgery, a kidney stones, a lot of pain. My brother in the snow came in from Lakewood, drove 3 hours there, 3 hours back. I have no recollection what he said, but he was there. He was there. I remember my closest friend, my friend for 46 years, had a major surgery on his jaw, like a serious surgery. So I called up the hospital in Manhattan. Could I come? They said, absolutely no guests. I said to my wife, bye, I'm going. I just want to know, should I be nervous the whole way or not? They said, no guests. I was nervous on the way. But I got there and I went in. There was no world. I went there and I had made a decision on the way. I'm sitting next to him. And he talks for years later that he opened his eyes. We had no conversation. His jaw was wired shut. But I held his hand and I didn't stay long. It wasn't, I just wanted, well, I'm here. I'm with you. I'm with you. But not words. I'm with you. I'm with you. That's it. I'm mamish with you. We drove a group of chevra when Elie Feinstein lost his only brother this summer. We drove to Baltimore. Anybody, anything to say? A meshugana thinks they have something to say. What we want to say is we're with you. We just want to give you a hug. I'm here. I'm here. I'm not ducking. I'm here with you. I'm in your corner. I'm with you. I'm with you. That's the only thing to say. Mrs. Eisner keeps saying that the reason we're able to stand up is we feel people are with us. Mrs. Poland, one of the hostages' mother, this tzaddikus, I heard her say she feels held up by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's with me. That's what we just say. We're with you. We're with you. That we're by your side. We're here. We're here. The lesson, Shmuel, beautiful friendship, beautiful. I appreciate you, appreciate the friendship. There's not like teaching moments. I'm not here to, I'm just absorbing something. I'm absorbing something, and I'm absorbing it. I want to say the outpouring of Kabbalahs and all the things guys are doing, the message, what we want to say to the Eisner family, what we want Svi to hear is we're with you. We're with you. We're with you. We're with you. In every way we could be, we're with you. That's what we want to say. That's the message to say. Yeah, thank you, Shmuel. Thank you, Shmuel. Thank you. Hashem should answer. Taka, somebody's... This Marsha you have l'mahadrim. Marsha says when you malava a guest, so you can't get damaged because the host is certainly thinking. The host is thinking while he's being malava that I care for you. That's what the host is thinking. And Oybazai, the person can be nizak. Shmuel's whole trip is one mitzvah. Hashem heal tzvi. Send the refuah. Send the refuah. So the Rabbeinu Shem should answer Shmuel's prayer. She answered all our prayers. The friendship tzvi has brought out. This is just another friendship tzvi. That it's all the beautiful person. His ava's brought out ava after ava. Friendship. The gathering yesterday in Yeshiva was beautiful. What we just held hands. I don't remember what we said, what was said. The memorable thing is that we held hands because that's what people do to each other. We say, we're here with you. We're here with you. The guy, to my son Hudi's here. What do I tell Hudi? His close friend. What do I tell the Chevron? We're here. We're here. We're in it together. We're in it together. I'm here with you. So Shmuel, I really, really appreciate. Hashem should send us Rufus and Yeshuas, and we should support each other with happy occasions, should dance at each other's simchas. Thank you, Shmuel Weiss. Yeah, thank you. I'd like to sing a prayer with Shmuel. Let's sing the prayer. Tefila la'ani, al taster panach, no hester panam Hashem. We need to see you, Hashem. We need bracha and besuris toivis. Al taster panach, don't hide your face from us, Hashem. So I want to pray with Shmuel Weiss, Akiva, right here and now. Then maybe we'll get to Musavat. I'd rather pray right now. So let's pray together. Yidi Yamaskin, we should pray together with Shmuel. Let's tzamen. His mamish. I didn't get to go out and be at the gate when Shmuel came. I honestly didn't know when he was coming back. If I knew, Kobe, I would have arranged. We all went to the front end. It would have made sense. Came back from Eretz Yisrael. Would have made sense. But let's chach now and pray with Shmuel. Pull up your chair, Shmuel. I want us to hear you when we pray. Come, Shmuel, come. Mind if I'm next to you when we pray? And you have a fresh haircut to boot. Tefila liyani kiyatoy velevnei Hashem yishvasi yichai.
ולפני ישם ישבר שיחוי נחמות תבילה ליוני קייתוי ולפני ישם ישבר שיחוי תבילה ליוני ולפני השם יש בר שיחה השם שמעת בלעשי ושבסי אילך סבוי Hashem Yishvah Sichai Tevi Laliyah Nikiyata Velefne Hashem Yishvah Sichai Hashem Shema Tevi Lasi Hoy ve shavasi eilach asava Ha'atas ebonecha imeni Yoy biyo hoy tzali Hashem shema Shabbasi Eilach HaSavad Ha'altase Bonecha Mimeni Hoy Biyo Hoy Tzani
I want to say one more prayer, sing one more prayer together, and then we'll, then maybe we'll have even a vod today, maybe. Not a bad idea. But I want to sing with the Chevra. All of Klal Yisrael are saying these words. The song was composed in Waterbury by it was composed by Menachem Rasner, our own, a tzaddik of a person. I wish he was here to sing it for us. Maybe Rosh Hashanah usually pops in. Hopefully he pops in soon. But I want, Shlomi, you have the guitar here? Could you pull it over? Let's sing. I'm going to translate the words for the Chevra. We'll use Art Scroll to do it. Yeah. Let me read the words. The words are Al Taster Panecha Mimeni, which is really the words before the song, but it's interesting, the same words, Hashem don't hide from me, and here's where the song starts. But the words before Al Taster Panecha Mimeni, Hashem don't hide from us. Don't hide, we need to see you and your kindness. Apparent goodness, we want to see it. Al Tat, do not repel. Ba'af avdecha, don't push me away. Al tat, don't push me away. Ba'af in anger, avdecha, your Eved. Hashem, don't push me away. Show me your love, show me your kindness. Ezra si hayisa, you've been my savior. You've been the one to help me. I need you, Hashem. Al techeni, do not abandon me. V'al tazveni, don't forsake me, Hashem. Elikei Yishi, my God of salvation, I need you, Hashem. Al techeni v'al tazveni, don't leave me. We need you, Hashem, please. Elikei Yishi, the God of my Yeshuas. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, my father and mother may have abandoned me. Now, I'm not thinking about any abandonment. We're all watching the love of Mr. and Mrs. Eisner, of Rev. Aryeh and Lonnie Eisner, incredible people who are sitting with Tzvi and there in every way in the world. But my parents can only do so much. We have three partners. When I was walking my son down the aisle to his wife, so the chassan is thinking, the chassan's led by his parents. Last night, David Barkani, I told him, let your parents carry you. You have three shutzim, you're led to your shidduch. You don't do anything, you're led. Hashem's mizavik zivugim. So the two shluchim representing Hashem, we like carry the chassan to the kel. I said, go very slow and just be carried. So I was carrying my own son to the kala representing Hashem. And I felt like the people carrying the Aron. I wasn't walking. I don't remember walking. I felt like the people carry the Aron. The Aron carries those that carry it. Hashem the Shutuf told me and my wife to bring our son and lead him. You represent, you're led. I brought you here. Hashem's Mizavik Zvun. I felt like we were carried. Like we were carried. The third should have carried us, who carried the chasm. You carried, you brought it, you're taken here. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, there's a space where tata and mama can't do. And in that space, Hashem Yisafeni, the third should have gathers me in and lifts me up, takes care of me. That's these beautiful words that I want to pray with Shmuel Weiss. I want to pray to Hashem again, Al Tat, don't push me away, Hashem, Ba'af in anger, Avdecha, your Eved, Hashem, don't push me away. Ezra si Yisa, you have been my help, I need you. Al Techeni v'Al Tazveni, don't forsake or abandon me. Elikei Yishi, the God of my salvation. Ki Avivimi Azavuni, there are spaces that even the Tata and Mama can't help, but this third Shutuf, even to that space that my father and mother can't help, Hashem Yisafeni, Hashem takes me in. So I'd like to say this prayer with the Chevra. I want to say with Shmuel Weiss, Yazah Oisik in a mitzvah. He just traveled to Eretz Yisrael to give a hug to his friend. I want to pray with this. That precedes our, that comes before our Vad. So let's pray this. Shloima, let's pray this together. Should Shloima do it once and then... Oh, he has a sore throat. So then let's help Shloima and all sing tzazamen. Let's all sing tzazamen. Yuri, you key us, let's go. Shloima and Yuri, let's go.
Ezra Zia Yisam Real Tichreni Vial Tazveni Eloike Eloike Shi Vial Tad Viava Hashem, Hashem, Yazreini.
One of the most fascinating psukim in the Torah. There's a chsam sefer. There's a nifldik chsam sefer that I will neither say over today nor talk about today. But I only bring it up. This is from the most fascinating psukim in the Torah. Hashem has decided to punish Stoim. Punish Stoim. They're rebelling against the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom has decided to be ma'anesh, to punish Stoim. The loving Tata has decided to punish Stoim. And one of the most fascinating psukim in the Torah, Hashem Amar, it's a very rare pasuk. Hashem says to no one. The pasuk's megala, the conversations of Hashem. Hashem Amar, but it says in Amira, it means it's a mitzeus. Hashem says something nifladik, and it's something that it still exists. The Amira of Hashem is Kayim L'Olam. Omar Vayehi, Hashem says, and it is. This Amira was said to no one, but it's said to all of us. Vashem Omar, Hashem says to himself, Keilu. It's a very rare pasuk shui in the Torah. Whenever there's psukim in the Torah, Hashem speaks to Avram, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem speaks to Tzadikim. This pasuk says Hashem Omar, and he's not talking Avila to anybody. Hashem Omar, and Hashem says to himself, Keilu. Hashem Kaviyachal says to himself, Hamchasa anime Avram Asher ani Yosef. Should I not tell Avram Avinu what I'm about to do? Interesting pasuk. It's this like discussion. You know, we all have a voice. We all talk to self. We all have a voice. We all have an inner voice. I made a decision a few years ago that my inner voice is too harsh to me, that I'm going to work and change. We all have an inner voice. You know, when you're playing sports and you're like, Kalish, come on. Or when you wake up late and you go, there you go again, Kalish. We all have an inner voice that talks a lot of the day. It says things. It's, come on. It says all different things. It's an inner voice that we all have. The Rabbi Nishlam Kaviyachal of Hashem Omar, Hashem says, to whom? Hashem's not talking to anybody. To himself, Hashem says, Hamchasa ani me Avram ashani yoise. Should I not tell Avram what I'm about to do? What is this pasuk? Hashem decided to destroy Sodom. And there's an amira, there's a statement. I have to tell Avram about this. Says Rashi HaKadosh, Lo yofeli, it's not appropriate. Lasseis dover zeh shaloi midaitai. Not to get a shtickel haskama from Avram. You wouldn't be allowed to say this if the psukim didn't say it. Avi, if the psukim didn't say it, a human being couldn't say this, but God says this. Lo yofeli, it's not appropriate that I should do something shaloi midaitai without Avram's. In a Pel, Avram comes and approaches Hashem and starts fighting for Sodom. Vayigash Avram, he approaches with aggression. Aggressive, mechun avnivacha, healthy, comes with a healthy gaiva. Vayoyim, and he says to Hashem, like he tainas, ha'af tispet tzadikim rasha. Are you going to kill tzadikim with Rishayim? Like, he mons Hashem. You really going to do that, Hashem? You're going to take Sodom, Atispet, Tzadik, in Russia? Who gives Avram? Who tells Avram to approach with such audacity? Hashem himself tells Avram. Hashem Omar, Amchas, Anime Avram. Hashem made a world that he wants Avram and his descendants. He wants us to pray. He wants us to weigh in. He wants us to. We're in good hands, Hashem's hands. But he made a bria that he wants the Avrams and the Bnei Avrams. He wants those people, all of us who are a shtick Avram, the Magen Avram, all of us who are a piece of Avram, he wants us to get involved. He calls us to pray, Hashem. He calls us. He says, I want you to get involved. I want him to weigh in. I want him to ask. And I want to send bracha through him asking. Avram's tefillah ends up bringing Mashiach. Because it saves light. Light gets saved. And from light comes Rus. And from Rus comes Mashiach. These tefillahs brought us Mashiach. Because the Yid prays at once. And the Yid says, Hashem, Atispet Tzadik in Russia, I don't understand. And Hashem asks us to say that. He asks us. He asks us to say to him, people are davening for Tzvi. What a Kiddush Shemayim. Listen to the prayers. What a Kiddush Shemayim that people are praying. Tillim's being said for Tzvi. People are praying. It's a Kiddush Shemayim, and Hashem asks us to say, well, you're not going to listen to the prayers until you asked us to pray. You want us to pray. You asked us to say our piece of Pella prayer. It's a Pella, but that's what Hashem says to us. He says, I want you to weigh in. A bacher told me, I struggle with prayer. Hashem knows best. He's right, it's a chiddush nifl, except God tells us to pray. It's a chiddush nifl, he's a shemei tefillah. We're in very good hands, but he wants us to express. He wants us to speak and sends tremendous bracha through the speaking, through the prayer of Yidden. He sends bracha. That's how Hashem was kaveah the world. We live in his world and he's in charge, but remarkably, he wants our prayers and gives great power and strength to our prayers. That's a remarkable chiddush of the world. He's a shomea tefillah and wants our prayers. One of the first striking things in Bereishis, the very start of the Torah, the mamish from the umfang, from the very beginning, the psukim say right at the start of the Torah, that it says there was no rain, says the psukim. Cholsiach asad v'terem yevaretz, the grass didn't grow yet. Chol esav asad v'terem yitzmach, things didn't sprout out yet. Kiloi himtir Hashem elikim alaretz, there was no rain. Says Rashi, what's pshat v'adam ayin laveres adama? Says Rashi, says Heilige Rashi, Ein makir toivasin shel geshamim. There wasn't a human being who recognizes the goodness of rains. Shaba Adam, and when a human being, when Adam came and saw v'yadash em lutzayrich, and he saw there's a need la'olam for the world to have rain, espal aleihem v'yardu. He davens for rain and it comes. Hashem built a bria, that he built a mitzvah, that he wants the human being to get involved. He wants Avram to pray for Stein. He wants the Bnei Avram to daven for Tzvi. He wants our tefillah, a pella. It's taka pella. Hashem knows. Hashem knows what's good. There wasn't the Adam to be makir b'tovasin shel geshamim. Kshebo Adam, and he was makir espalalei v'yardu. He was mispalal and it fell. Nifla. Hashem made the world. Kach gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So was gozer Hashem. That Adam should come and pray for rain, and Hashem sends rain. That's who's mispalal. He wants our prayers. He wants Avram. Hashem doesn't know in Sodom not to kill the tzaddik. But he wants Avram to say it. Tatispa tzaddik in Russia. What, you're going to take the tzaddik? He asks. He implores Avram, come be mispalal. Hashem was geyser. This is not okay. Not, I want to include the Ben Adam. I want him to know. Rabbi Yerucham has a whole piece. Hashem was telling Avram, you're a Bailam here, you're an owner here. You count, you matter, you have stakes here, you have ownership, you're an owner. I remember hearing an advertisement, I always wonder, was it true? There's like a watch company on the radio, and I was listening to ball games. I still listen, but I remember younger, I don't hear this commercial, when I was younger, they were advertising, I think it was a watch company, and they were saying that whoever you speak to is an owner in the store. I assume they give like ownership stakes to all the salespeople. They said when you speak to someone, you're buying from one of the owners. Why that's a mile, I assume you can negotiate better. You're speaking to an owner. I never knew, I was a young kid. I don't know what they were at, why that's a mile. But I remember comprehending that all the salespeople are owners in the store. They have a chelik. Somebody told me some Home Depots are that way. Is that true, Michal? Somebody told me that their Home Depots, they give an ownership stake to every single employee. Does anybody know if that's true? There's some mila, guy has a certain pride how he works. And does anybody know if that's true about Home Depot, right? Russ, did you ever hear this? That some Home Depots give an ownership stake to all the workers. He says, Shmuel Weiss, Unzer, the Isaac B'mitzvah. The Yid whose tefillah savada in Nishmas, Unzer Shmuel Weiss says that Tesla's that way. Is that true?
Yeah, the stock option. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Baruch Shekiranti. It's a good thing to know. There's like Avi's laughing at me. Kalish knows business. That's the extent. I have like big business moguls. I'm in the presence of Shloim and Avi, and I'm like showing off my business knowledge, my acumen. But you ever heard this, Shloim? It's an intelligent zach. They want the workers to be owners. That's how Hashem runs his world. We're owners. We have. That's how Hashem runs. We're a Bailam Yisroel. Come with Gaiva Shtickle. We're a Bailam. Hamechasa Nime Avram? Layafa Sisi, we're a Bailam. We have owners. It's not a joke. I'll tell you something interesting. For many years, I ran the yeshiva together with Ray Oberlander. I hired him. In many ways, he had more power than me. I promise, I'm saying the MSC. You can ask my wife if it's true. He had more power than me. You know why? Because if I made it like wink, wink, he works for me, he owned it. I can't pretend he owns it. So I wouldn't, he had say in decisions, I had no say. It can't be a pretend at the point I knock out decisions. And when we started, made the original shutvis, I guaranteed him that he'll see he's an owner. He's not working, and he worked like an owner because he was an owner. And his decision stuck. His decision stuck. Because he become an owner. He was an owner. That's how Hashem treats us in this world. We have a power of tefillah. Kach gozer kosh baruch hu. Somebody says, but Hashem knows. Hashem's going to... He gave power. A human being does state in tefillah. Somebody says, I don't understand. Hashem gave us power. Amichas, go understand Amichas. He made us bailim on the veld. Rabbi Yerucham has a piece like this. It's a pella, Martha. Martha says it's mind-boggling. It's true. We're much, the biggest, after 120, we're going to find out chedushim. Our power might be one of the biggest chedushim we find out. A human being, prayer is, guys, I don't understand prayer. Duh, it's exeris, it's vild. It's vild, archaic. Archaic, that there's a kayach. Hamchasa anime Avram Hashem Yosef. Avram says to God, Hatisbet tzadikim Rasha. I don't think you should do that. Hashem didn't think. There's a power. You're a bailim, and Hashem means it. That's what tefillah means. We're a bailim. We have a big power. Dashtate and bailus. Dashtate and tefillah. That's how Hashem runs the world. It's a pella, Avil. It's a pella. You're right. But that's what it says in tefillah, that a person has a bailus, as a, of course we're in Hashem's hands, of course Hashem runs the world. Somebody works for somebody, and because they have this power, doesn't understand that person's the bailum, that's a ticket, you get fired instantly. I promise Ray Oberlander knew that I brought him in, he works for me. I promise he knew that. I has power, because that's how it works. But he's still, we're in Hashem's, runs the veld, Eibishter runs the veld and wants goodness for us all. And we're in good hands, and tefillah doesn't disturb that. Tefillah is that Hashem, the owner of the world, the one who brought us here, said, I want you to be a bailim with me. Shockingly, he said, be a bailim. You want me to be a bailim? Since he wants us to speak up. He wants us to say, such a beautiful person. See all the people. Avi Friedman said to me yesterday, we need Svi. I need Svi. I need him. I like him and I need him. Don't say it's a prayer. He's a bailim here. That's a prayer. He's a bailim. I need Svi. There's a bailim. For Mishulam to say, I need him as a roommate. That's a prayer. That's a prayer. And you're a bailim here. And Hashem means it. Chiddush nifla. He doesn't owe us to be bailim. He doesn't. A chiddush nifla. But he wants us to assert and express. He calls to us to praise a shemei tefillah. So I wanted to say this component of prayer, this aspect of prayer that's true. Hashem, we say in Hashem's a shemei tefillah. He listens to prayers. And my prayer is that Hashem should hear all our prayers and send a refuah to Tzvi and Leah Miriam, Bikar of Mamash. Should we also do Musa Avad today? What time is it? I don't want to go into second Seder, that's for sure. It's 30 minutes. Akiva's here. Akiva? What'd you say?
I wanted to tell him about this guy next door.
Tell us about the guy next door here?
Next door to Tzvi. Welcome back. His name's Avadya ben Miriam.
Say it loud. Listen to Avadya ben Miriam. Listen to this. Say it Shmuel.
There was a room right next door to Tzvi. There's a guy there. And his name's Avadya ben Miriam. We should have him in our mind also in our tefillos. And the first, when I got there, we were like standing and saying something on there. And he walked outside and he's like, your friends with this person. And he like was in Hebrew, so I couldn't understand. I don't understand Hebrew. And then Tzvi's mother came to, like, she understands, she was translating, And this guy Avadya, who's literally the room next door, he said, "You see Tzvi?" He's like, "That was me 4 weeks ago." Tzvi's father said it on the Zoom about this guy. He was playing soccer. He's a soldier, and the ball got kicked into the tracks or something. I couldn't understand. I think it was a train track. And there was a wire there, and his ear touched it, and it burnt over 66% of his body, third-degree burns. And he was also, they weren't able to get to him right away. They couldn't get to him. Not like by Tzvi, they were able to get to him pretty quickly. They couldn't. It took a long time to get to him. And he just kept saying, he's like, "I was in a worse sakana, like, and look at me right now." He was walking around the hospital every single time. Guys come to visit, he just comes, he sits with us. He's just coming, sit with us, talking to us, and like, just the chizik that he's like, Tzvi's mother was saying, she's like, "Till Thursday night," she was like, "You don't know what you're saying, like, you don't know." And like, this guy, Avadya, he was exactly like that. His mother said that. And he was like, "That was exactly 4 weeks ago from Thursday night it happened, from Thursday." And he was like, he's walking, he's talking. When I walked out of the hospital last night, he walked out. He walked out with all of us. And he walked through the door like he was just walking with us. Like, he was sat there with us last night. Must have been for like over 2.5 hours, just sitting, talking to us. Like, we're talking to him about random things. He was like asking us questions about, like, the guy was there for 4 weeks. His mother has been staying with him. The soldiers, because he's a soldier, they have like rooms. So they, if you're a soldier, they, the situation in Israel, you know, it's like, so families, they actually have a place in the hospital for them to sleep. His mother hasn't left her son. She doesn't go home. She takes showers there. She hasn't left. So people have been coming to like visit, but he has like this by Tzvi, like there's, he's just blown away by the amount of people that are like constantly there, the amount of like, and he's just like in awe, and he's just, every single time he just comes, he sits with everyone. He's like introducing, he's telling like his story, and it's just like
Avadya ben Miriam.
Avadya ben Miriam. Over 66% of his body was third-degree burns, and like you see him, and like he looks, it's crazy. He looks fine. Like he looks, and that was 4 weeks ago. And it's just like Avadya ben Miriam. And it's like it's mamish wild. It's great. I don't like. It's just
yeah. Thank you, Shmuel. Let's say one capital. Tell him that maybe we'll get the muster. It's not a bad idea. Shmuel, you lead us. Shemas essay Nailern. Akiva, let's all say, tell him with Shmuel, one capital, tell him, let's go. Shir amalos esoyna yalor meyayin yavo yezri. Ezri meyim adoyno yoyzei shomayim oretz.
Al yitin lamoyd raglecha, al yitin.
Al yitein lamoy drag lecho, al yonum shayim mirecho. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan shaymer Yisrael. Adonai shaymercho, adonai tzolcho al yad yiminecho. Yaima Mashemesh lo yakeko v'yoreyach ba'alaylo.
Adonai yishmor cha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha.
Adonai yishmor cha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha.
Adonai yishmor seizcha v'yorecha me'ata v'yareyla.
Adonai yishmor seizcha v'yecha. Meyata v'yadoi lo mishbercha v'sen mar mitzvah yak Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov Moishar and David Shloime v'yivarech v'yirapes hachaylim Tzvi ben Leah Miriam v'esavadya ben Miriam bavur shebnei yeshiva bnei yeshiva soy mispalim bavuray b'schar zakosh baruch yimali rachm olav Lach limam, lirafaisam alach azikam, lach ayoisam, yishlach lahem, mehirav vushlem, and ashmaim, lirmach ibareyem, ushisagi deyem, besoir shahar, choyle Yisrael, fuas nevs vuas agov, hashda bagalov is man kariv, vinoimar, amen. There's a Mishnah in Avos that I think Tzvi is a Rizga Kiyam of the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos says Avi Mekabel es kol adam b'sever panim yafes. Welcome home, Tzviki. Thank you for being here, Tzviki. The power it says Avi Mekabel es kol adam, greet everybody. B'sever panim yafes. Now I wanna say something, Elia. Certainly, Tzviki is the key of this Mishnah, of greeting everybody with a smile, with a beautiful. But what's the word, Aaron? I want you to hear this pshat. Yeshaya, bring this back to Phoenix, Arizona. Listen to this pshat. The Mishnah should say, "Listen, Chazal, exactly. Listen, having mekablas kol adam, greet everybody." Should say b'save b'panim yapis with a nice face, with a shmeichel, with a smile. What's b'saver? What's the word saver? You know, if you listen well, Chazal are very, very exact in what they say. We like get it like a basic. What do they say? Having mekabelas kol adam b'panim yapis. Greet everybody with a nice face. Give a smile. What's the word saver, Elia? What does saver mean? Can I ask anybody the Mishnah? You ever thought about this? I've mekabelas kol adam b'panim yavis. What saver panim yavis? I think it's the secret. Tzvi smiled beautifully, but that's not the love. I know somebody who read this Mishnah. I know somebody. He's a guter mensch, and he like smiles at people. I promise you, a smile almost hurts.
Excuse me.
I feel like insulted when he smiles at me. I think he didn't read the word b'saver, a big mistake in the Mishnah. He read the Mishnah, mekabel is called b'panim yafes, a nice face. So he puts on a nice face. What saver, my friends? Yomi, what saver? What does the word svara mean? Thought. Svara is thought. Saver panim yafes means that the good face comes from an internal place. If you greet everybody like this, and it's not a bad thing to smile, Yidden, but I don't think that's the Mishnah saying. A saver panim yafes means that the good face comes from an internal place. I hold of you. There's a certain, you light up, you hold of somebody. It's a saver panim yafes. It's a panim yafes that comes from an internal place. A little kid's smile feels like $1 million because they're really excited to see you. They see, they're like, they can't believe it. It's a saver. It comes from like a very deep place in the kid. They're not like, they want to train, good, midday, smile that person. It's a saver panim yafes. They're excited. And that's what comes out. Mekabelas kol adam b'sever panim yafes. I think the power of Tzvi's smile is he really respects people. He respects people real. I was talking to different guys in yeshiva who you wouldn't think. They just felt it. They felt loved. They felt supported. They felt the warmth. A sever panim yafes. A nice face that comes from a place. You deserve it. You're worthy of this. I once wanted to say pshat. The Gemara says about Shimon ben Yochai that he said, "May Olam, all my life, nobody ever beat me to the punch to say Shalom Aleichem." Like Kidmani, he was makdim Shalom Lekol. He said Shalom Aleichem to everybody. So it always bothered me. Like he had such a quick draw. I'm the type of guy. Me and Hudi are very competitive. I would wait behind him. This is what I would do. I would wait till Shimon Yochai came in. I'd stand here. I would end this streak. He had like a 64-year streak. He would meet me. I promise I would beat him to the punch. I promise. So nobody ever like beat him. It's such a quick draw. I'm very competitive. I'll end this streak. I'll pop out. And if that didn't work, like he saw me through the window, he would. I picture him, Sherman Yachai, he'd look in for the guys like me. I picture like stepping around like that and walking here, like he knows I'm behind here, and it's a huge, and he screams. And it's like a Purim de Kazakh. He always, he was Makdim Shalom Lekol. He always had a Zach quick draw, and nobody ever beat him to the punch. To me, what seems, the way I understand Pshat to be Makdim Shalom, it's a very different thing to say Shalom and to answer Shalom. To answer, you have to be a jerk. Somebody says good morning, you don't say good morning back, you're an all-time jerk. To say back to somebody good morning, that's a certain level. It's not, in halacha, you're not allowed to greet somebody during certain parts of Shema. But you can answer a greeting, because now you have to be a jerk not to answer. On Tisha B'Av, you don't greet anybody. The Pesach can bring, if somebody greets you, you should say it back. You lower your face and you say, you don't ignore. Somebody says, hi, how are you? Good afternoon on Tisha B'Av. So you don't go, you're not supposed to greet. But if somebody greets you, you lower your head and you say good afternoon. Because you're not going to ignore. So responding is just like basic decency. To be Makdim Shalom means people are worth it. To be Makdim Shalom is a deep, profound... It means that he always was Makdim Shalom. He's not talking about how quick his draw was. It means everybody in the world was worthwhile. Shalom Aleichem. He was looking... If you beat him to your punch, he still was begedder a Makdim Shalom. I think the emistik of Sharai said that he was looking to greet. Who was quicker? The guy said he was never. It was never like respond. Okay, you said Shalom, I'll respond. He was always up or down for it. He always was. That's what it is. He was Makdim Shalom Lekol. You know what I mean? He was. He wanted to say Shalom. It was nothing to do with did he get it first. If a guy jumped around the corner, so you beat him to it. But it means he was always looking to. He saw it. He was like excited. It's Pasha. That's a gedder of a Makdim Shalom.
Were there such yid? Those that tried for that?
If it meant a race, so then there would have been such yid. The Teretz says it's a gedder of a Makdim Shalom that to every yid he was looking to greet. It wasn't an answer. There are people who are answerers of good morning. Then there are people who are givers of good morning. They see Sammy's a giver of good morning, an answer. Sammy's looking to give a good morning to a guy. So if a guy like beats the... Sammy's a get there's like knock the mission. Yeah. Nobody beat, it doesn't mean a guy jumps and when Sammy's not ready. I don't want to tell you, like nobody ever beat him to the draw. But he's looking to give the shalom. He's a Makdim Shalom Lekol Shem. I think that's the pshat. That's how I understand pshat. So that's what I say on Tzvi was begedra, a saver upon him, Yafes, that there was a shmeichel to a great, because you were worthy of that. You deserved it. It's not like an empty smile, like L'shem, listen to the means that there's a savior upon him, Yafais. A person deserves a shmeichel. A person deserves respect, deserves to be noticed, deserves to be cared about. That's a savior upon him, Yafais, that we see in Tzvi. We need, like Avi said rightfully, we need that love around. We need that love around, that care, that warmth, that ava, that was very palpable in yeshiva. It existed everywhere around the yeshiva. A warmth, such a sweetness, love. Okay, so I shared that pshat and savor upon him, Yafis. That should be a schos refuah shleima for tzvi. And let Miriam, Leah, and Avadya ben Miriam as well. Did I get Leah, Miriam, thank you. And Avadya ben Miriam. Sayyashar amongst all the Chayim applies for. That's the guy who's in the room next to Tzvi. It's a soldier who's in Chevra's davening. It's interesting, Chevra, I'll close with this, that when you daven for a Chayla, always say, Shui, Avi, when you daven for a Chayla, you always say, Sayyashar amongst all the Chayim. The reason for that is, when you daven for a chayla, you always say, I'm davening for Tzvi, ben Miriam, ben Leah, Miriam, b'soich, amongst all the chaylim. Why is that? When the Navi, when Elio, the prophet, Elijah, when Elio asked the Isha Shunamis, should I pray for you? She said, no, b'soich ami anoichi yoshevas. I stay amongst Klal Yisrael. Don't single me out. It's very dangerous for a Yid to be singled out. It's very protective that we're part of a people. We're a people who Hashem loves, and there's a great protection for a Yid to be part of a people. So we learn from there, and that's what the Isha Shunamis said. She said, don't single me out. I'm amongst Klal Yisrael. I'm one of the members of Klal Yisrael. I'm part of this people. I sit amongst my people. I'm part of this people. So when you daven for a chayla, you don't want to separate him. You say amongst all the chaylim of Klal Yisrael. This chayla, but he's amongst all. We're davening for all the chayla. It's so beautiful that Shmuel told us to daven for Avadya ben Miriam. Put in Tzvi ben Leimir and Avadya ben Miriam. Let's add Avadya. And let's amongst all the chaylim, all the soldiers who need to walk again. We're davening for Tzvi ben Leah Miriam, amongst all, B'soich Ami, Anoichi Hashem, Tzvi, who's such a part of the Chevra, a Mekabalist, Kolad and B'Save upon him, Yafes, we daven for him amongst all the Chayim. You hear the rule, Shui? So whenever you daven for a Chayim, when you daven for a Chatan, by the way, you daven for a Chos, and speak out. This Chos, should you find a Zivuk, amongst all the Chassanim, should be amongst all the Chassanim. My mother-in-law was mitzavmi. She's an isha chashuva. She's a big davener. She said, you single out guys, give a bracha to everybody. You speak about a guy, everybody has to get a bracha with the guy. That's what she told me, listening to the show. She said, all the guys have to get bracha. So we should all be gebenched. We should all have yeshuas. We should all have good besuras. And we should see bikkurim. We should see really, so there needs to be tefillas. Shmuel gave us chizuk, and certainly there's burns. There was a tremendous fall, and it's a roller coaster. Today's news was harder, and each day is its own set of challenges. The information we want is just how we're wired. Every 5 minutes, I want new updates. That's just because we care, but it's the long haul. Refuah is the long haul, and our tefillah, Hashem made a world. It's a chiddush nifla, but Hashem made a world. It's a shemeya tefillah, and He wants to hear our tefillahs and our avis. That tefillah, Avi said, we need Him. We need Him. That's the best. That's what tefillah is. That was like a deep prayer. Meshulam said to Rabbi Fisher, maybe the strongest prayer. He said, "Don't you?" He said it with respect. As he always makes fun, somebody says Rebbe and like curses Rebbe out, like it's like a people are like say Rebbe and then like curse out the Rebbe comes out by the Mishulam said it respectfully, but he told Rav Fisher, don't you dare touch that bed in my room, Mishulam's bed, don't you dare. Yiddy threatened the life of the next person who said Svi is. Yiddy mamish threatened to get violent. That was one of the nicest prayers I heard yet. That's a prayer. That's an ernst of prayer. I've seen Hootie get upset also. That's a deep prayer. That's a prayer. When Meshulam threatened the life, if somebody moves in, I picture like yeshiva, a guy goes on vacation and somebody parks in his bed. Meshulam Charach, I wouldn't mess. The Charach boys are sweet and nice and delicious, but the way he spoke, he threatened if somebody takes Meshulam's bed. I'm getting Levi's going to Eretz Yisrael in a couple of weeks, is going to go to, maybe sooner, go to Rav Fisher's. That's one bed he's not, and Levi's the strongest guy here maybe, Ken Zayn, but he's not taking that bed in Meshulam Charach's room. And that Meshulam Charach said, if somebody takes that bed, that threat, that's the most sincere prayer. He's saying, I need him. Hashem, I need him. I want him and I need him. That's a prayer. That's what Hashem says. And Hashem cares. Mamish Avram, Atispa Tzaddik in Russia. God, you're going to take a Tzaddik. Mashiach came from Avram Avinu's prayer, Atispa Tzaddik in Russia. We ultimately, light gets saved, and from light comes Rus. Mashiach came from that prayer, Atispa Tzaddik in Russia. Light, Mashiach comes. So from that prayer of Meshulam, I'll sack anybody who takes that bed. Of course we're going to get Yeshuas. That prayer, Yiddi Einor threatened to deck if somebody says was, that's a prayer. He is, and we want him back. That's a prayer. That's a tief prayer. So Hashem's a Shemeat Tefillah. Avi Friedman shaking his head and saying, I need Tzvi. I need Tzvi. I need him here. That's a prayer. That's a very deep prayer. We want him. We want him. We need him. He has to be here. I want to hear that ode, said that ode that Meshulam made up was amazing. I want to watch him read the ode to him. That's our prayers. That's all right. Hudi's been saying, and a lot of friends, they want Tzvi to see. The friends have been expressing. We want him to feel and see this outpouring of love. We want to see him seeing it. We want to see him seeing it. That's what we want. So we should hear Besuras Tavis. We're going to try. Today was good. We started on time. I went on tangents, but that's what happens in the afternoon. Funny things happen. That's what goes on. I saw Akiva, I was during lunch, and I was to watch the two brothers talk together, Akiva and Yeshaya, the two Brummer brothers. There was so much Av in the room, I needed to bring in the next brother. We got on a FaceTime, and what they used to call in Star Wars, they used to call it to Skype. No, not Skype, the Skype is, but what do they call it in Star Wars? To like beam in, Skype? What they call it? Yeah, so, yeah, that's not to beam me up, Scotty. So we beamed in Binyamin into the room, and I got to see the three brothers. But the Ava between the brothers.
From guess who?
Akiva, I thank you that you and Yeshaya and Yeshiva is beautiful. Your friendship is beautiful. I'm thankful you came back another year. I like brothers tzam, the brothers together. That JD, where's JD? That he stayed another year, that he's here with the brother. The brothers, I'm thankful, Hudi. I want to thank you. I want Hudi and Maish together, here together. I'm thankful you gave us another year, Hudi. The brothers should be, I like the brothers to Zaman. So I'm thankful you're here. Yeah. The Feld brothers, now we have Zevi and Davy together. Brothers are very important. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to get to second Seder, 5 o'clock, let's do Shlosh HaShe'achlu, and 6, is 6:30 still before Shkia? Let's get, yeah. We're going to have to readjust Johnny's Mincha shortly, but the Vaila 6:30 will be another Minya for Mincha. Have an outstanding evening, Chevra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.